there. Welcome to Live at Gilmore Guitars. I'm David Gilmore, and it is so great to have some old friends back in the shop for a visit. Old friends Dylan McDonald and Chris Ulrich, live at Gilmore Guitars. Gilmore Guitars, Chris Ulrich, and Dylan McDonald. I can't tell you how happy I am to see you guys again.
Likewise.
It's been a long time. I mean, Chris, you and I go back to your days with Sean Burns.
Absolutely.
And Dylan, you with Until Red and the Middle Coast, back when you were just mere teenagers. You played my old shop a couple of times, so I'm just tickled pink that you guys are still doing this thing. It's so awesome. Yeah. So Chris,
yes,
this is your gig. You're out in support of Shred Kelly.
Just for this show. Yeah, and then we're doing playing Calgary at the King Eddie tomorrow, and then I'm playing a solo show in Nelson, and then we're meeting back up together in BC to play at a venue called Green Auto in Vancouver.
Okay. And Dylan, with Field Guide Music, you've been all over North America and Europe doing your thing too, right?
Yeah, totally. We're finishing the Vancouver show and then crossing the border to Seattle and driving down the Santa Fe. We have a lot of overlap in the band, so...
Okay. So are you playing in Field Guide as well?
Yeah, I'm playing bass and some synth in Field Guide.
Wow, that's very, very cool. So talk to me, like that song has been out for a while, right?
Yeah, March, record came out in March of 2023.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where and how did that all come together? Where did you write it? Where did you record it?
I wrote that song after I was living in Toronto and then the pandemic hit and I moved back to Winnipeg.
Right.
And I was kind of making a bunch of demos and wasn't really sure what I was making or if it was a record. And then I showed Dylan a bunch of the demos, and he's like, oh, well, you have a record here. You should just record these.
Nice.
And I kind of ended up just working off the demos I already had made.
Right.
So a lot of it was based off drum machines and synths, and I kept a lot of like the original demo vocals and acoustic guitars, and kind of, I think like halfway through that process, Boy Golden, like Liam,
yep,
as you
Liam,
know him,
yep, yep.
came in, and him and I co-produced it and co-mixed it and took the record over the finish line.
So was it all pretty much home recorded then?
Yeah, everything was done at my place except for I had a few drums done by pals in there, but in their home studio. So okay. It's very much like a DIY record.
Okay. So, and touring, you've been out all over the place as well, right?
It's been hectic.
Yeah, that's very cool though. So another question, because you were playing like the big stages with guys like Dallas Smith, mm-hmm. and Jess Moskaluk, and you kind of shifted away from that. Can I ask why?
There's no hot goss. There's no crazy reason. I think I just had a realization that I was going to blink and 5 years would go by, and I would not have made more of my records or toured them,
okay.
or played in my friends' bands that,
right.
you know, my friends make some of my favorite music on the planet, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Well, I can tell you that just watching from afar, you know, me here in Red Deer, watching you guys do what you do, it's just a beautiful thing.
Thanks.
I like that a lot.
It is. Yeah. And so I needed to step back from that to kind of be more engaged, to be more available.
And be the boss of your own world.
Totally. Yeah. There's definitely some trade-offs, you know? It's like we're, you know, as the Big in the USA is kind of like it's about that essentially. It's like stepping back from a more cushy gigging lifestyle and, you know, hopping back into like a Chevy Express and...
Yeah, and building an audience from nothing.
Totally, yeah. But cool. I wouldn't trade it.
Awesome. Let's get another song in.
Sure.
What do you want to do?
I might do one I wrote like a week ago.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that.
This is the world premiere.
All right. What's it called?
It's called Summer's End.
Live at Gilmore Guitars, Chris Ulrich and our good buddy, Dylan McDonald.
Out in the backyard, a broken plastic chair. The leaves have started to turn, the branches soon bare. The lawn needs cutting. Have won again. It looks like another summer's end. Empty bottles of wine and drooping tomatoes. Fruit hanging on to the vine, and back lane lamp halos. The air is sweet. It's cool and thin. It looks like another summer. Makes me wanna cry, and it stings like a yellow jacket. next spring. Next of kin, family of sparrows, we'll move in again. But for now, the marigolds will rot as the snow flies in. Looks like another summer's. It looks like another summer's. It looks like another summer's end.
Live at Gilmore Guitars, Chris Ulrich. Interesting. It looks like a summer's end, and you wrote the song 2 weeks ago, which is kind of at the summer's beginning.
Yeah, I think I'm already mourning how fast the summers go when you're touring a lot.
Yeah. Let's talk about songwriting.
Sure.
So when did you, like, you started pretty young, even before you started playing with all these other people, you were writing songs. So how did it all start for you?
I think one of my first songwriting memories was, you know, those bathroom reader books?
Yeah.
There was a whole thing about curses, and I remember writing, I was like maybe like 10 or something, and I remember taking a bunch of the curses and I made them into this kind of like spooky curse song.
Nice.
I don't have any recordings of it though, unfortunately.
Well, I think it's maybe time to get out some of that old paperwork and see if we can find those lyrics.
Yeah, it's definitely that.
It's like a sea shanty kind of vibe, you know?
That's good.
So were you playing guitar back that at that age as well?
Definitely, yeah. I was in like classical voice and piano when I was a kid, and I hated every second of it. And I begged my parents to get a bass guitar. I wanted to play bass really bad. So my brother and I played a lot as a little duo called the Pickled Beats.
Okay.
Yeah. And then from there, yeah, my brother and I took guitar lessons together and it kind of just snowballed.
Nice. So when did you actually start recording your own stuff?
Probably when I was 11 or 12. One of our boom boxes had a record function.
Okay.
And I think my dad must have showed me how to like tape over the little...
So you could use recorded cassettes, yeah.
Totally. So I would just like record over cassettes we already had, and I would record little loops of myself playing things, and that was kind of the first impetus into recording for sure.
Nice. And Dylan, what about you? Because you're quite a prolific songwriter as well.
I'm not totally sure. I think I had a phase with a tape recorder thing as well. Really early on, and then I remember sort of a couple years of trying to record on a PC. My family was always like 10 years behind technology-wise, it didn't really work. And then I think it was really getting together with Liam and Roman, and Liam especially was really into it.
So right.
Kind of like learned some things from him.
So... At how old were you when you thought, all right, this is what I'm going to do? Like, when did you figure that out?
I mean, probably around that age. I had been, you know, I was doing kind of like the playing hockey thing and playing music. My parents were like, we can't drive you all over the country and pay for all this stuff for both of these things, you know? So it was like, because they were driving me to, I was living in a small town, like where my folks still live in. They were driving me like 45 minutes to an hour sometimes for guitar lessons, and because they could tell I was serious about it and it was good for me. But I think it hit a point where they're like, you should just choose. And so I chose to stop playing hockey and pursue music.
All right, let's choose another song.
Sounds good.
What do you want to do?
What do you want to play, Dylan?
I don't know.
I normally play like all my songs on a baritone guitar, so I'm just trying to like wrap my head around playing these on acoustic.
I have built a couple of baritone acoustic guitars.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. I don't know.
Well, while you're thinking about it, let's talk about the guitars. Chris, you're playing a Gilmore Standard, which is made out of laurel leaf willow that was harvested just north of Red Deer here. Hmm. And Dylan, you're playing an SJ, the Standard Jumbo, which is made out of Vastone Walnut and Western Red Cedar. And that guitar has been played on several podcasts because it's one of those guitars people pick up and go, what? So.
Yeah, the top is so beautiful.
Yeah. All right. What are you going
to
do?
Let's see your friends on the internet.
Okay.
All right.
Live at Gilmore Guitars, Chris Ulrich.
I saw you dancing there on my phone. I didn't feel so alone. In a daydreamed I was dancing with you. Yeah, we swayed to the song like we could do no wrong. No wrong. I wonder if I'd stayed. Maybe we'd meet somewhere on College Street. And I'd ask you if you wanted a coffee. I know a quiet spot if you wanna walk there. And maybe that's as far as we'll get. Maybe that's as far as we'll get. Friends on the internet. Friends on the internet. I try to make you laugh. You tell me all your favorite spots in town. Try to figure you out. I'd be tripping on the words in my mouth. And maybe that's as far as we'll get. Maybe that's as far as we'll get. Friends on the internet. Friends on the internet. Friends on the internet. It's just a daydream. Wish it was a real thing. We'd share a bottle of wine. You tell me all your fears, and I tell you how it's been such a long, long time. I felt this way that you've been on my mind. And maybe that's as far as we'll get. Oh, maybe that's as far as we'll get. Oh, maybe that's as far as we'll get. Friends on the internet. Friends on the internet. Mm-hmm. Friends on the internet. Friends on the internet.
Nice. Live at Gilmore Guitars, Chris Ulrich and Dylan McDonald. So talk about the band that you're out there with. You've got a couple of your members were just here. So what's that all look like?
Yeah, we've got our pal Brody Parahoniak on drums and John Barron on bass. And yeah, there's a lot of crossover. Like Brody plays in Dylan's project for this tour.
Okay.
So we're kind of sharing a band and Dylan's playing leads and singing harmonies in my band. And
so, like, this particular show tonight is all your show, and Dylan, you're just the side guy.
Just the peon tonight.
You're just the guy with the guitar, then.
Yeah.
Today I get to have all the responsibility and realize how stressful it is to bring out a band on the road. After years of just being hanging out.
So, is this kind of the first time that you've been out with your own band and doing your own solo shows?
I've done a few one-offs in Toronto.
This is the first string of dates?
This is the first the first ever in my entire life.
That's
as
crazy.
A songwriter. Yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
It feels good.
Yeah?
Nice. Yeah, it's really fun.
And does it feel like you're building an audience? And yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, I've done a handful of opening tours doing solo stuff, and it's cool just to be able to come back to these cities and you know, have a few people that know this
and recognize faces that are in the crowd and that sort of stuff. I'm guessing that you can kind of see the same thing because you're going around and doing the same things, right?
Totally. Yeah. Seen that. Just chug, chug, chug.
Yeah.
Slow and steady, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's no other way. You know, like it's my philosophy when I opened Gilmore Guitars is there was no plan B. So failure wasn't an option. So
totally.
Just get up and, you know, pull out the chisel another day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Write another song.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Excellent. So you were talking about the tour. So you're going out to Vancouver.
Yeah.
And then it switches over to you, Dylan. Mm-hmm. And then what have you got planned after that Santa Fe gig?
Well, we're doing kind of a like a Winnipeg takeover in Toronto in May. I'm playing that show. Chris is playing a show. Three or four other bands from Winnipeg that we are all kind of associated with. Yeah, our plans. So we kind of got our Toronto residency, which is going to be fun.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice because a lot of you Winnipeg artists all have kind of a connection to Red Deer through the Jeans Joint.
Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Sweet Alibi and Sean Burns and
Hayden,
Soul James. Yeah.
It's, the list goes on.
And it looks like everybody's just still doing it, which is an amazing thing. All right, let's get one last song in here.
Cool.
What do you want to do?
Let's do Lucky.
Yeah, let's do it.
This right key. See, being now that I'm this singer-songwriter, I don't know what capo is this. What key is this in?
Nice. Live at Gilmore Guitars, Chris Ulrich and Dylan McDonald.
Failed me yet. On every sidewalk crack, I always watch my step. I've got a real good thing, don't wanna lose my luck. See the wrong thing once and mess it up. And I guess it ain't true. Never strikes the same place twice. I don't need another sign to prove it. I'm not gonna lose you. I've got a rabbit's foot and it's got my back, but I still lift my feet over the railroad tracks. My plane goes down over the Garden State. I know that I'll be calm, and you'll just have to wait. I guess it ain't true that lightning never strikes the same place twice. I don't need another sign to prove it. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna lose you. I'm not gonna lose you. Oh, I'm not gonna lose you. And I guess it ain't true. Same place twice. I don't need another sign to prove it. I'm not gonna lose you. I guess it ain't true that lightning never strikes the same place twice. I don't need another sign to prove it. I'm not gonna lose you. I'm not gonna lose you. Oh, I'm not gonna.
Well, I'm at Gilmore Guitars, Chris Ulrich and Dylan McDonald. So tell the people where they can get your tunes, how they can find you, all the internet stuff that people need to know.
They can find me wherever there is music online. It's all out there, Spotify, Instagram, all that stuff, YouTube, and then, Bandcamp, eBay, maybe not eBay.
Unless it's a used t-shirt or something.
Yeah, probably not, though. That's more of like a Valley Village find, maybe.
And Dylan, same for you?
Same for me.
All right. Guys, thank you so much for coming. Sounding awesome, as always.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers. Well, I have a Gilmore Guitars. It's in the can.